What's up?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We have a guest tonight.
Hello. This is Teddy. I am the guest tonight.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform radio station. This is 88 miles per hour. Some spooky vampire music.
As always.
As always. Yeah. So, how's everyone's week? Anything exciting to tell?
I started playing piano again for the first time in like 7 years.
That's a big week.
Yeah. My week is already done. Yeah. I'm pretty much checked out.
That's as long as you have something like that to say.
No, I'm done. I'll be asleep for the next couple days, I think.
Let's see. I had two shows, the band.
Oh, yeah. Well, lots of music.
Lots of music for me. It was a good week.
It's exciting.
Yeah. What about you, Em?
I listened to a lot of music. I didn't play a lot of music.
You went to a concert, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, I had quite the interesting week last week. I saw Lil Pump on Thursday.
Nice. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I want some details.
In the flesh. Yeah. It was an experience is all I have to say, really.
I can only imagine what Lil Pump is like in real life.
Yeah.
To be completely honest.
I didn't get to see him perform or anything.
Aww.
But yeah, it was interesting. And then Friday night saw some bands. Who did I see? It was a lot.
A blur, truly.
A blur. No, not a blur. It was
okay,
just
never mind.
Maybe a blur. Maybe a blur. I saw Angel Dust and Wick of Faith's Eternal Springs on Friday night.
Oh, dang.
We had a back-to-back Sinclair evening.
Never heard of that.
And then Saturday was Cold Cave, an adult, and a band that kind of sounded like they played vampire music and was surprisingly like super into it.
Oh, that's sick.
It was like really dark.
Yeah.
And all right, we'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
We have to hear it.
It was pretty sick, I'm not going
to
lie.
That's really cool. Back-to-back Sinclair, that's pretty hard to beat.
I think it's my favorite venue in the area.
It's mine, yeah. It's the best.
It's the right size. It's like not that far from us. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyways, those are all of my life updates for the evening.
Good.
The first song we listened to was DBTS by Level Up. And now we're listening to The Question Vortex by Broadcast. And now we're going to listen to an Amanda song.
Yeah, I'm going nowhere.
thousand locks and some silverware. We'll play some Risk and some truth or dare in my one bedroom. Your father's dough and his coffee cup, your mother's robe and the best of love. Get up in my one bedroom. Tell me why
All right, that was Everything Is Wrong by Interpol off of their album El Pintor. Before that, we heard Truancy by Def. And before that, My One Bedroom by Theo Katzman off of The Heartbreak Hits.
No.
Which immediately was vetoed.
It was immediately vetoed by me, the person who chose it.
By Amanda, who chose the
song. And I just want to apologize publicly. I think I was in a different mood earlier, and I just, like, completely 180'd on this
song. I totally get it. Sometimes I put song... Yeah, sometimes you just, like, plop a song on the playlist, and you're like, this is going to be great later. No. And then you put it on, and it's upset. Not the mood. It's okay. It happens.
No.
It's a great first name, though, this guy. Theo.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic
enough
name.
Him.
Vetoed.
Turn that mic off. Just kidding. Anyways.
Anything?
She talked about this abrupt ending.
Oh, yeah. I was really... Amanda and I usually trade off songs, and I was certainly not prepared for the Def song to just...
Undermine.
That was just the ending of the song. We didn't...
I wasn't paying attention, and I assumed because they kind of hit like a breaking point in the song where it
Yeah.
And I was expecting it to be like a bridge kind of deal.
Yeah, I thought so too.
And then it was going to pick up again.
They
and
could have done that well.
No, it didn't. It didn't.
They went the opposite direction.
I think they should have, personally. I would have liked for them to have brought it back instead of just randomly end it on in a really strange spot. I still liked the song, though.
I did.
Yeah.
I just, I liked it really,
I liked his voice too.
Truly caught me off guard.
Yep.
It happens sometimes, though.
It does.
Maybe that's a good thing. I feel like so many songs just end by, like, fading out. Or
yeah, maybe this is one of those times where it's, like,
they were like
breaking the norm.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
it's about to be
what
cool.
What was that thing in
mainstream.
The early 20th century? Oh, I'm going to look this up during the next song and talk about it. But there was, like, a piece of music that was very, like, non-classical.
Mm.
And there were riots. People, like, rioted, and it was, like, a whole thing. And, like, people stormed into the streets because they were so upset.
Just the fact that it was written, or was it...
No, because it was being performed, and it was so, like, against the norm of, like, classical structure. And they,
interesting.
Like, freaked out, and they like, rioted.
Huh.
That makes me think, okay, this is, like, really off topic, but in my EMID class, this woman, Vesela, she came to perform, and she played... pretty much like an electronic, like marimba kind of deal.
Ooh.
And it was really cool. But she played us a piece where it's like three notes being played, like, and it's supposed to be played by two people. And the thing is like they both start playing like in time at the same time, but they're playing, they start the pattern in different spots. And like they play at the same time. And they one person speeds up just a little bit, and then they like lock in again to the pattern, but like in a different spot. Then
that's cool.
Oh my God! And she played it, and it was so
that's
cool.
So
but it,
so cool.
When you're in that like transition period, when you're not like locked in with the other person, it like I can't. It must go against every like musical part of your body to have to be in.
I would have trouble with that.
Oh my gosh,
was it grating to listen to?
A little bit. I wonder if someone who doesn't play music would have like a different reaction. But it sounds off because you're not on. There's
right,
no
right.
tempo to
right.
it at
every
a certain
every song you've
point.
Ever heard in your entire life
yeah.
is not that way.
Right. So it was very like jarring. But then you like it's so satisfying when you like lock in again. And it was just like, oh my God, how did you play? And she said that she's seen it because usually two people. But she said she's seen it performed by one person playing two pianos at the same. Could you
Whoa.
Imagine? Your brain
no.
has to be.
No.
be in two different places.
That's crazy.
Oh
that's
my gosh. Most people have issues keeping tempo, just
yeah.
keeping tempo.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's really
Whoa.
Cool.
It was
I'm into that.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that's super cool.
It was very cool. Okay, anyways. Amanda.
A song.
A song.
What does it take? I'm
Thank you.
Toes,
Em. Mm. I have cat-like reflexes, so it's okay. Most of the time.
Most of the time.
When it really counts. Except, I think I almost fell a few times today. Because it was
almost
warm enough that a lot of that snow melted. And there was a lot of water.
Yep.
That mm-hmm. froze. Mm-hmm. So my walk over here was a little treacherous.
Yes.
Treacherous. Didn't fall, though.
I didn't. I saved. I came very close to the ground, but I saved it.
I really feel like I'm due is the problem. Like, it's been long enough that I haven't fallen that it's just a matter of time.
I tripped up the stairs last week. Not ice related.
Just purely.
So I do that a lot, actually. Especially because I try to, I get really confident and I go two at a time and then sometimes I'm like one and a half and I just
no I was simply just walking a little bit too fast. But not ice related.
Speaking of, what was the name of the song that you played?
That I played? Accident Prone. Yes.
Thanks, Jawbreaker.
By Jawbreaker. Yeah. I don't I don't. Do you think of yourself as like a clumsy yes. or accent prone person?
All the time.
Yes.
My mom actually started lecturing me about how oh. it's self fulfilling, and I need to stop referring to myself as a klutz. But like, it's not like the you're word came first. Right. Like, just a series of actions came first, just, or I just was forced to.
You're just owning
myself.
It. I feel like I think that if you are a klutz, though, you kind of have to own it and just be like
proud.
Cool
I'm not
about
ashamed.
It. No.
Even just as a PSA for like collateral damage, exactly. you know, just for so that people are aware.
That's true, dude. That's true, too. Keep everyone in the loop.
No, I think it's just something you have to accept and laugh
yeah,
off.
Yeah, totally.
You know, as long as you're not severely injuring yourself.
That's true. That's
right.
But it doesn't.
That's no fun.
No. Anyways, Amanda, what song do we just listen to?
We just listened to Jupiter, another Donna Missile song.
Yes, and
love her.
Yeah, before that was the Accident Prone song by Jawbreaker, and before that, Blood Under My Belt by The Drums.
Woo.
Woo.
I haven't overrated, underrated. Oh. Should we save it?
Nah, let's do it now.
Do it right now? All right, y'all, it's music related. We
cool.
may have done this in the past, but...
Who knows?
All right, overrated, underrated, band merch. And then we can open the discussion to... stuff that's free and stuff that's not.
Oh. I feel like I just want to spew thoughts on it and then maybe I'll like get to come to a conclusion of whether I think
that's
it's overrated or underrated.
Let's spew.
Okay. Okay. Initial thoughts are sometimes I feel like I go to a show and I'm like, oh my gosh, they have like real, like that's a sick t-shirt.
Yeah.
Or like, so, you know, sometimes I'm pleasantly surprised or like, oh, those buttons are really cool. Or sometimes you get something kind of unconventional mm-hmm. that is really awesome. Like, I don't know. I've seen like bands do beanies or something. I don't
yeah.
know.
Ooh,
sometimes
I
it's
like
really cool. Do I always want to be like head to toe covered in band gear? No, but like I appreciate like a really cool, tasteful t-shirt. Like
sure,
I think that's
sure.
awesome. I think I eventually got to a point where I want to say like in high school slash like late middle school, I like got a t-shirt like every show
yeah,
that I went to.
It's tricky. It's
for the most part, unless like they were really bad. It costs a lot of money.
A
also,
of
like,
money.
I just physically
$30.
Can't
yeah.
wear that many t-shirts.
Yeah.
And also it inevitably like shakes out that like there's like four that like you really
right.
love
yeah.
and you
yeah.
always wear those and they
yeah.
get worn and whatever. And like then they look cool because you've worn them. So whatever. And so like you get a pile of them that just sit and...
That's what I have.
That's
I
my
have
current state. So I've stopped buying stuff. But
yeah.
I do like appreciate if there's like a band I really like and they have like a tape for like $4 or $5. But like, you know,
yeah.
I'll pitch in on that. Or like a cool pin, like a few dollars, like super cool.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I think mostly underrated, but like sometimes it's just... Sometimes it's like you made
no,
a really
yeah.
ugly t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. totally.
And
the amount of
yeah.
right.
you made a really ugly t-shirt.
Just like black, white lettering.
Yeah.
Or they're
it's
just like kind of... offensive or like,
yeah,
yeah
there's always things
yeah but
I have rarely seen it. Good t-shirts honestly
really
actually
yeah, it's yeah
I'm gonna retract that. I'll come back to it, Teddy. I want to hear your opinion.
Okay yeah kind of similar to Emma. I guess it's I don't this is sort of definitely a separate thing but it's, I think it's hard to extract for me is like if I go and see someone like we were just talking about this actually that like so much of what the monetization of music now is like away from selling records and is now live performances that I feel like I almost feel sometimes obligated to like support the band if I really like them and get something mm-hmm. even if it's like not really a t-shirt
that's
I was gonna
true,
wear
true.
Right I see
you know
that's true.
And but there are like especially I don't know because I like most of the like live performances that I go to are of the same genre of like rock and there's just so many just black t-shirts mm-hmm. white letterings with like weird fonts and it's like oh my god like you couldn't have put more than 30 seconds of thought into this.
but
I don't know, I would say in general underrated especially given the fact that I feel like I want to like support, you know, these bands, these like young bands who are like out on the road like
right,
doing
that's
it for
fair,
real
that's fair.
Yeah
I like that
no for sure.
I think, personally, I'm going to say that the clothing, I would say, is overrated.
Mm.
Because it's just so expensive. And, like, I get
yeah.
that they're up and coming, but,
right.
like, I truly have such a stack of t-shirts.
Me too.
The only thing I started doing was, like, cutting them and making them into, like, workout clothes.
Right,
which works,
right.
Yeah. But then because it's then like, you're like,
and they're always like
that.
Bad t-shirts too. It's like uncomfortable.
Like not a good cotton.
Not a good cotton. Yeah. So like way too expensive. Yeah.
I've like run into that a lot. I do like getting some stickers and buttons and mm-hmm. things. And then, oh, and follow up. Then one time I made my own t-shirt in honor of the band, and I think that's my favorite thing to do, because then I self-designed and I wore it to the concert and people were like, what, where'd you get this t-shirt? And I was like, ha. Beat the system.
Genuine, so, one of a kind.
You know, yeah. It doesn't hurt to make your own.
Interesting.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I think it's been so long since I've purchased a band. Like, I truly think it's been a while. But now I'm kind of in the point where it's like, when do I pull trade? Like, right, what? Like, yeah. What? You know what I mean? Because it's hard, because then it's like, oh, like, do I get this one? Do I get that one? And then I'm just like, I'm just not going to deal with
yeah.
it.
It's got to be like your top favorite band.
Right.
At this point.
Or like a really cool shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you'd have to walk yeah. by it and be like, yeah, okay, I need that one.
Yeah. Right.
But.
Because there are, every once in a while, you'll see a shirt and you're like, if right. I wear this, every single person is going to comment on yeah, it. Like, this yeah, is yeah, so
yeah.
cool.
Some of them are works of art. They're really cool. But yeah, I think most of the time it's just like, okay, I don't need to spend $40 on that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's move on.
They are egregiously expensive, too, is the problem. Yeah.
Well, that's good. A good one,
I'm
man.
Glad.
That was
I'm
a good
glad
one.
That was a success. I feel really good about that. Thanks, guys.
Amazing. All right.
More music.
More tunes. More tunes. More tunes.
We get home at night. Saturday's good. Left alone, I did less than I should. I'm down to this and I don't mind. Run along like I figured you would. Something's broken all along. It's no secret, something's wrong.
The Sand Makers by Rob Crow's Gloomy Place. It's a really sad name for a band. in my personal opinion. Nothing wrong with it. I'm not bashing it. I'm just saying it's kind of sad. But also maybe kind of funny. Maybe it's supposed to just be
ironic.
Maybe. All right. So Amanda and I have been trying something new to keep our PSA reading lively.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when it's been 4 years of just reading the same old PSAs, you gotta change it up.
We used to
have unnamed guest, but I think she's been permanently retired.
She just like had a bad night here at one point, and then it just felt weird to bring her back. I felt like she didn't.
It
kind of
had its time, right? Well, I think it was because you were abroad, and then like we tried to do it when you came back.
It just wasn't the same.
Interesting.
So she ran her course. So.
Teddy has no idea what this is.
I do.
But he's about to be a participant.
Okay.
And what we do now is because I have been writing a film score and I need an inspiration.
Sure.
So I've been listening to many very weird film scores. Like,
nice.
So weird.
Okay.
And so what we do now is I go to my film score playlist that is, I can't look it up right now, but it's probably like 20 hours long.
Uh-oh.
With weird film music. We pick a song.
Oh, sick.
And then we sing over it.
What?
With the script.
Oh my God.
PSA. So what I'm going to do, because I do feel bad, is you just have to like sing a sentence and then you pass it off. And then we're all participating.
Oh, I have to participate too.
Well, we can do a sweep. You can sit out if you
want. All right. Maybe I'll.
How many sentences do we have on this one?
I'll be the crowd.
This one is like one.
Is it one sentence?
Two sentences. It's two sentences, but they're kind of run-on sentences.
Okay.
Which is unfortunate because you're going to hear my atrocious singing voice.
Okay, no, that's good. We're keeping this.
Okay,
you can also sing the title and then pass.
Oh,
like,
no.
We can read the whole page.
Yeah, yeah.
So why don't we do that and then pass to me and then I'll pass to Emma, unless you're not participating.
We'll see.
No, that's fine.
If it happens, it happens.
I'll pass to you. Okay.
Okay. All right, I'm going to preface this by saying I have not cleared this song.
Okay.
As in, this is a rando. It's another rando,
that's
but it's instrumental and it's weird.
That's
so
what's
let's
funny
get ready.
About it.
Sick.
I don't know what's gonna happen either.
All right.
Oh, also you have like a 20 to 30 second buffer period to get used to the song.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, we let it play out for a sec.
Okay.
I think this is you. Oh, this is kind of fun.
Hopefully there's no vocals over. Otherwise like you have to harmonize.
Oh, okay. That seems pretty reasonable.
Wow, I have some thoughts about this.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I have absolutely no idea.
There are indeed vocals.
Oh, there are indeed vocals.
Oh, should we switch?
Should we switch the song? Should we do a quick little...
No, leave it on.
I can do
it. No. No, it's fine. Leave it. Wait, look, I got to hear the song. Wait, for a second. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape?
Oh God.
I'm crying.
You gotta keep going.
Really? Oh, wow. All right. Well, should have seen this coming. Jacques Hughes, Iago, just a knife in the back. In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the... Sorry. Oh, no. All right. Hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Beautiful.
I have no words. I simply have no words.
It's simply in the public's interest.
I couldn't have asked
for it. Do you cover your camera screen?
Nope.
I don't
you
either.
Should cover your camera screen.
They wouldn't ever see me doing anything entertaining, I don't think.
But they'll
maybe
see
just
you doing stuff.
Dancing around my room.
I guess that's true. Well, so I mean, okay.
No, I know. I understand why people do it. I just don't.
You?
I do.
Oh, wow.
So my reasoning is either the NSA or Facebook or whoever wants your data can't steal your camera because they don't know how, or they won't because they decide not to. And I know for a fact that they can. And I don't believe that they wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Just because.
Because of course they would.
Yeah. Well, now I feel really...
I mean, whatever. Like, what are they... They're just... It's just you staring at the camera most of the time.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
I feel like if I'm being watched, like, it's already happened. Like,
that's true. That's, yeah, it's already happened. True.
I can't prevent it on all surveilled. Fronts. So,
yeah.
You know? Whatever.
Because then lean
it gets
into
to the
it.
Issue of, like, phones, too.
Right? Yeah. Well... Yeah, I mean, they're also taking that.
Yeah,
I'm not doing
we're
anything
always
bad.
Being watched.
We are.
Black Mirror, y'all.
Black Mirror.
Have we learned nothing?
Is a documentary.
Ooh.
One day.
Oh,
I hope not.
Darn.
Idiocracy, though. That's where we're going. Have you seen that movie?
Nope.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
Then that reference completely falls short. Right.
That
over,
was it flying over my head.
Right over the head.
It was a 6 foot joke. Reference? 6 foot reference? What? Have you ever heard that?
Six no.
Foot reference?
Because it went over your head.
Go over your head.
I kind of like
oh,
that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Hit me right in the forehead.
Yep.
That's
right in the forehead.
Unfortunate.
Oh.
Interesting. Interesting.
Got that one from my uncle.
That's
thanks.
A good one.
I was going to say oh, that sounds like a dad one. Joke for
yeah,
sure.
For sure.
Yep. It is indeed a dad joke. All right, we've got... 10 seconds M. Do you have a recovery song?
I do, but it's like kind of okay. I will premise the song preface. I know words. It's definitely I'm gonna really slow it down for
yeah.
you folks
perfect.
At home. I really, 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 really like this album, and I often like forget about it and then come back to it. It's Bombay Bicycle Club. Very different from some of their other stuff. It's like more or less acoustic. And this is a song that like really got me into guitar. Like I remember being like in high school and just sitting in my room with my like acoustic guitar being like, I must learn how to play all these songs because they're really,
yeah,
they're beautiful.
Really like
they're really beautiful.
Yeah.
So this is like truly just taking this show in a
yeah.
very different direction, yeah. but
absolutely,
we're going to do it.
Let's see.
All right. That was Swansea by Bombay Bicycle Club. And I think we have time for one more song. Thanks for listening. This has been 88 miles per hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
88 miles per hour.
I think the like WMFO station ID is going to like haunt me for the rest of my life.
Probably.
Not in a bad way. I just mean like
you'll
I feel like I'm conditioned to say it.
Every hour. You'll wake up in the middle of the night.
Be like 91.5.
1:57 a.m.
I'm like twitching. Oh my gosh. All right. Anyways, one more song for you. Enjoy.
Love. Love, you being so cold in love. Happy like a broken record. Everybody's spoken enough. Don't you miss your man enough. Happy like so young and tough. Happy like so torn inside. Happy just the fire inside. Baby, please don't. So dumb and stuff. You be like choking on love. Happy and such a man in love. Happy and so hard in love. Play me like a broken record. You be like oh God in love. Like a broken record. Everybody's spoken enough. You can miss your man in love. Happy like so young and tough. Happy like so torn inside. Happy just on fire inside. Baby, please don't.